Hello, my name is Harrison Lai. I live in San Jose, California. I am currently 14 years old. The topic of this interview will be life during the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. The primary things I do on a day-to-day basis usually is to go to online school and do homework, play and eat. It's usually the boring old stuff. Though I have gotten into some interesting activities that keep me busy throughout the day. When I first learned about COVID-19, my thoughts of it were like, it would be like the flu. Like, it wouldn't be too serious, you know? And my thoughts since then, it's relatively the same, but I've taken a more cautious step to it. Like, okay, I acknowledge that this can be a danger to humanity. COVID-19 has gotten my school to online learning. Like a lot of people that might hear this interview. And though online learning could help other people in many ways, for me, I find in-person learning to be a much better option. With online learning, I find myself more shy to asking the teacher while in-person learning, I would find ways to engage with the school, engage with the staff there, instead of just shying away and trying to wing it and all of that. The same has happened to a lot of people I know. Everyone has gotten to online learning. And to some of them at different schools, I would say they are doing really well with their education. They seem to engage a lot more with the staff and with teachers and having fun with their assignments and meetups and all of that. So that might be a positive for them. For organizing my school day and homework now, I would say it's been really messed up. I procrastinate and push back a lot of things. I don't really organize stuff that well. So it would be way more appreciative if I were to be able to organize them during class in person rather than online. For me, in school at home, I would say there's more of a decline in education for me. A lot of wasted potential for good education in 8th grade that has been wasted by online school. Teachers try their best, but it hasn't reached its full potential than like in-person school, where we would have direct contact and teacher can keep track of us and guide us to learning better. COVID-19 has affected my family and I in some drastic ways. Though we do go out sometimes, we mostly stay at home and do home-to-home activities there. With day-to-day activities, you know, same thing. Though I have taken a picking to some hobbies that I do enjoy than if I were to do in-person school. some of these hobbies are like writing, which I do time to time, but not as much anymore as currently. I haven't really gotten the motivation to do so. Though I have taken a new interest in developing, animating, building, and scripting, which is all necessary skills for me to learn to make a game. And combining it with like my writing skills and storytelling skills, then I hope to make a game that will be very enjoyable for people. I love solving puzzles, so if there's a developing issue, then once I solve it, I will be really satisfied. It's a satisfying feeling. With COVID-19, communication has been way more distant than ever before. Everyone's talking online and through social media, perhaps. I'm not a social media person, so I'm not too sure, but everyone seems to be keeping contact online, talking through phone instead of really seeing each other a lot, like perhaps the days before COVID-19. The biggest challenges I faced during the COVID-19 outbreak was struggling through loneliness and not having direct contact with friends. Those are some of the biggest challenges I face, and alongside with education, I feel like I'm missing a lot. I do want to learn, but I would prefer in person, so I really need that contact to help me get through my education. For recreation, I have gotten into developing, as I said before, so that helps me to really be engaged, not get lonely, depressed, and help me get through the day, and that's an enjoyable thing I do. For my family, such as my brother, he's been playing games a lot more often, and it seems like a thing that he would do on many occasions. For friends, they also have taken a liking or a doing to gaming also. It's like a hobby for them that they kind of need in their life in the current moment because of all the loneliness and without social contact. One of my friends also took in a liking to writing, and that could also help them have them, you know, get better with their writing skills and find something enjoyable. Sorry for the stuttering. Okay, so, the COVID-19 outbreak, it's affected the whole world pretty drastically, you know. There's a lot of things circling around, and I suppose it gets tough to go through them. Circling around theories, words. I'm not going to get into much of the details, but I suppose it's hard. It's mind-boggling maybe to get through all of these things. A lot of stuff. Community work and volunteering, I haven't really done much of that as a result of the pandemic. So I hope that my hobbies and what I do can make my close friends more entertained and keep them going throughout the day, keep them motivated. I love to help people, so even a small thing like that might be able to help someone. People responding to the COVID-19 pandemic? Well, a lot of masks, you know, wearing masks is pretty crucial in a lot of people's lives nowadays, including mine. Social distancing and not having much contact. Mm-hmm. With my relationships with my family, friends, and the community, it's all with my family, it's probably more close than ever as family get together during this outbreak and support each other. With friends, it's become more distant, though. Even though it's distant, the connection can still be there between friends. So that's nice. With the community, like school, then there's apps to keep contact with each other, and you can still communicate. You can tell, like, the academic counselor at school, get in contact with the staff, and still be able to exercise your First Amendment free speech. COVID-19 and mental health is a really important subject that we should all touch on. Mental and physical health. To get into physical health, I would say, so for some people, they would try harder and harder during this season, a pandemic, to get healthier. They would have free time as they're staying home. So that allows them a lot of opportunities to really get fit. But on the flip side of the coin, some people get really lazy. Some students, they need the PE from school, but they aren't receiving it enough at home, at home school. And when they get lazy, the day passes through by, and they haven't worked out. They haven't exercised, and their physical health just deteriorates. I am also included on this, though. I guess I wish that I would be exercising and working out more, but yeah, it's become a problem, I suppose. Some comments I can share onto the situation is stay strong. Stay strong throughout. Don't give up now. Stay strong through this pandemic. That's all I can really, really say to you. Get in touch with your family and get in touch with your friends. Don't let loneliness take over you, and don't let depression take over you. Continue on. You can do this. Knowing what I know now, I would say that the individual communities or governments, they would need to keep this in mind for the future. To be safe and to respond when something is out of place. When the COVID-19 pandemic first appeared, our nation didn't take it that seriously yet. And when it started spread, it spread. It became too late for us. If we are our first responders. We are our first responders. So when we see the COVID-19 outbreak, then we should eliminate it instantly. Do not let it get out of control. Take precaution. Yeah. And I remember on the news or something, was it Taiwan or was it some other place? But their people responded to the COVID-19 outbreak really well. And they open up, you know, while we're in quarantine, there people are roaming around the streets, people are going down to school, people are touching each other, you know, because they responded correctly and well to the situation. They didn't need to get into the hassle of having to quarantine and all of that. I'm not too sure how they are now, but I got the information a while back. And that's what we all need to learn as a nation and as the world, to respond to future pandemic and other situations. This can also apply to your life. Take control of it. You know? If you got a homework assignment that's like due in a few months, well, try to get it start on it instead of having to wait it out, let procrastination take over, and now you're in a hassle, and you're rushing, and you're not doing your best. You know, people's roaming everywhere around supermarkets, people roaming everywhere around the malls, people roaming everywhere around school. Those were all normal things that happened a few months ago. And to us now, it's really strange. I wish I can go back to that time where I'm able to have physical contact with other people, face-to-face interaction. It shows how much we take a lot of things for granted. But I hope we can get through this, get back on track, and just live a better life, knowing and thinking. Don't take stuff for granted next time. If you receive a meal, give thanks for the meal. You receive water, give thanks for the water. All of these stuff are crucial, and when we're missing them, then we know how much they really mean to us. Friends, family, the community, the people around us, the stuff we care for, the pets we care for, the meals that we receive, the drinks that we receive, the internet that we have, the knowledge that we have, knowledge that we receive, schools, all of these things, they're really important to us, and yet we're taking them for granted. So I really urge you, please do not take anything for granted that's a blessing for you. That's a blessing to you. Like, take it with care, give thanks, and be grateful. Was devastating year because of the COVID pandemic. It could have been a good one, a good year without it. People could have got engaged together. People could have made new friends. People could have got new jobs. People could have learned more. People could have enjoyed more. People could have talked to each other more. People could have went out to different parts of the world and explore and discover. Those could be plans that we all had in 2020, but it all came crushing down by this pandemic. So I am grateful that in this pandemic, I managed to learn myself. And I got better in my writing hobby. I got into developing and a lot of stuff that I enjoy now that might have not been possible in person. So, I just really wish that you people would take what I'm saying into consideration. Do help stop the COVID pandemic from spreading to other people. Do take care of the ones you care for. And do thank them for being by your side. Do love them. Do care for them. And do thank for them. That's what I hope that you listeners that are listening to this would do. I'm sorry that I don't really have much to say, but that's the main lesson of this recording, this interview. The main lesson is to just give thanks, to help others, to care for others, to love others. And don't take anything for granted. Family, school, community, all separate, all distant, but still together through the will that people have to want to get in contact. How are you people doing in your pandemic? Oh, during this pandemic. How's your life? How's your family? How's your job if you have a job? How's everything for you? I wish I know about you. And if you're listening, yes, I wish I know about you and how you're feeling right now. But in the case that I don't, and I don't respond to you, well, personally, then I'll respond to you right now. That's the thing. I just hope that if you're struggling through anything, that you can just get through this. I've been in tough situations by myself too, but I got family by my side. I got friends by my side and support. And I had the will to get through the situation, the problem. And I hope that you also get in contact with your family and have other people to support you. Even if a random stranger is by your side, take not for granted and give thanks to that person for being by your side. If an online friend is by your side, give thanks for them. They're there for you, and you are not alone, not completely alone. You never be completely alone. There's people out there who care for you. There's people out there who love you. Nobody, not everyone, hates you. That's what I want to say to you. I hope you do well. I hope you take what I've been saying into consideration. Hope that you can make through my stuttering and non-clearness, as I don't have a complete script for this recording. Yeah. When you listen to the news, listen with an open ear. Don't just blindly follow what you're listening to. Do some research. All of this will be really crucial in the future. The pandemic, people can use pandemic to control the pandemic, to control other people. But the power of fear and a strong word, so I highly encourage you that for future sake, for your sake in the future, please do some research on whatever is happening. And you do have your First Amendment right. You have the freedom of speech. If anything's bothering you, feel free to speak out. You might get judged. You might get hated upon. But you are exercising your rights. And nobody can do anything to take it away. Speak out on problems that you see. Problems you hear. And, yeah. I just strongly urge you, maybe. Well, not strongly urge, but it could be nice if you get in contact with your community more often. If you're like a teen or a child listening to my words right now, just please try not to live a carefree life and say that you're still young. You are, but don't blindly follow things. Be respectful to the people you care for, your family. Please. And whatever plans you have for next year, maybe it'll come true. Maybe it'll come true. Maybe the COVID pandemic would soon clear up. And we would be free to go back. For sure, I'll be happy to go back to school. I actually want to learn in person. Like, some students might not be excited for learning, but I want to learn just in person, though. I want to socialize with classmates. Make friends. Talk to friends. All face to face again. It's nostalgia that hits back. And there could have been so much funny moments I could have done in school. Could have made jokes. And just have a good time, a good year without the pandemic. Free to hug others. Free to. Before I end this off, I just want to say one more time, do not take anything for granted. Please love the people that are close to you, and please love the people out of your circle of knowing. If you ever come back to school, please get in touch with your teachers, your staff. Thank them for being by your side. Thank classmates for working with you. Don't try to be alone. Not always. Don't try to always be alone. That you can get through this by yourself only. You need support, and there's other people nearby you who's willing to offer that support. So take that support. Thank you for listening to this self-interview. that I recorded. And I hope you all have a great day. Goodbye.